Over a woman and two girls in South London last night. They are apparently known to each other. Inflation, the measure of the cost of living, could fall to 2% in the spring, according to the Bank of England, which has again held interest rates. It means the cost of borrowing stays at 5.25% for the fourth consecutive time. The bank signalled we could be edging closer to a fall soon. Andrew Bailey is its governor.
Really, the decision, unless the world changes, and of course, unfortunately, the world does change, and particularly at the moment, the next decision is more likely to be when do we cut.
America's Defense Secretary says he will not tolerate attacks on US troops and called it a dangerous moment for the Middle East. Lloyd Austin has also apologized for not telling the president he was undergoing cancer treatment. Butlins says a DBS check came back clear on a convicted paedophile who spent 10 months working as a children's lifeguard. The resort says he was sacked as soon as the details from Australia emerged. Mercedes F1 staff have been told that Lewis Hamilton is leaving for Ferrari during a meeting at the team's HQ. It's not been formally announced yet, but it's understood the seven-time world champion will move next year. Ralf Schumacher is the brother of Michael, who won 5 titles with Ferrari.
I don't think he's doing that because of Michael. I think he's doing that. Ferrari is one of the places to be in history of Formula 1, especially for a driver like Lewis that achieved almost everything. Yes, I think for him it's just the dot on the I to make it perfect.
And music from the likes of Taylor Swift and Drake is no longer available on TikTok. The app and their record label Universal have failed to agree to new terms of a contract. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Thanks, Anna.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight is expected to remain dry with lengthy clear spells. It's going to thick cloud will drift in from the west towards dawn. It's going to be a milder night and turning breezier with westerly to southwesterly winds. And on Friday, it will be mostly cloudy and breezy, but staying dry throughout. Some breaks in cloud will likely develop by the end of the day. It's going to be a mild one, though, which is great, with highs of 13.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
I don't know why.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Joe.
Well, I do love that track. I'm not going to turn it up again, because normally I turn it up and down and up and down. I tease myself with it, because I'm loving it. Jim, just looking above your head, Michelle. Well, welcome back, by the way, to the last hour of Thursday's Drive. And we do have Michelle Spencer, our wellbeing coach / guru. Satch, what else?
Clown. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Bad joke teller.
Yeah, but seriously, though, I'm looking behind your head, and I can see out of the window a really roaring red sky. Can you see that?
Yeah, red sky at night, sailor's delight.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day by the looks tomorrow as well. So
that's what Michael Bublé says.
It's a beautiful day. Anyway, Michelle, come on, what have you got in store? You gave us a tease, and now I've got to do stuff today, which I preferred eating the chocolate the other week, but okay, go on then.
We got to get back on the track here.
Okay.
So the other week we also talked about strengthening hamstrings. This week we're going to talk about stretching them. And did you know the hamstrings, it's more than one muscle
in
the back of your leg?
I did not know that.
Did you think it was just one big muscle in the back
of your leg? Because they say hamstring, right? Yeah. So you'd think it was one hand.
Yeah.
A string of ham.
Yeah, no, there's three muscles that are attached at the back of the leg. They're the bicep femoris. So you've got the femur, and the bicep is kind of like the bicep in the arm, but it's attached to the femur. Okay. The semitendinous and semitendinosus and the semimembranosus.
Okay, so I'm not going to remember that, but there are three, right?
Yeah. big. But big ones. There's three there.
Yeah.
And their main job is to bend the knee, extend the hip, and all that. Mm-hmm. So have you ever had tight hamstrings.
Yeah. I know you're looking at me saying, do I ever walk or move? I know you do.
I know you go for big walks.
No, seriously, though, I do. If I'm bending down doing anything in the garden, I can feel it afterwards, to be fair.
Can you?
A bit naughty because I don't, so I don't stretch that, So come on, tell me.
So a lot of people complain about tight hamstrings, and it's actually probably one of the reasons people start coming to yoga, and it's one of the main things that I see people come to yoga and say, oh, I'm really inflexible, especially the men when they come to the classes at the gym and are right away going, oh, yeah, I'm really inflexible. My hamstrings are really tight. So there's lots of reasons for it. One is, like you said, people just don't stretch. So a lot of people will go and work out, strengthen the hamstring, but then forget to stretch it afterwards. Yeah. You need to do both. Sometimes you've just over-exercised it. So lots of walking, lots of running, again, without stretching it. And then there's the complete opposite reason. You just don't move. So sedentary. And so what can happen is you start noticing it might affect your gait, the way you walk.
Yeah.
You start pulling on one side, and then it eventually starts affecting the knee or the hip or the lower back.
Okay.
So your hamstrings are very important. It's surprising. Like, people just take them for granted that they're just there, right?
Yeah, and you think there's only one, but there's three as well. So I'm still still blowing my mind. That
I thought that I'm like, quiz question here for you. So I thought, like I said before, it was important to keep them strong, but it's also important to keep them flexible. So I'm going to do some activities with you today, Joe.
Let's
you ready?
Go then. So, what the people? If you're at home, what do you do if you're at home?
Totally got this.
Oh, we've got this.
We've got this.
So you can join in if you're at home.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Right, I'm going to throw something at Joe. Okay. It's not heavy.
It's not. Are you sure? Hang on. She's a terrible throw. That's why you played baseball, did you, in Canada? Hey, good one. Okay.
Right. So if you're at home, our chair. That's my. It's a yoga belt. But if you've got a yoga mat at home, those belts that come around, that strap, so it's a strap for the mat to keep it wrapped up. Yoga belt. If you don't have a yoga belt at home, I've got a t-shirt belt here.
Okay.
You can use a dressing gown belt. You could use a really long towel, whatever you have.
Oh, okay.
For this first exercise.
Yeah. Just a belt of any type.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. So you can do this one sitting in a chair, or you can do this one laying on the floor.
Right. We'll sit in the chair.
Yeah, we'll sit in the chair. So the first thing we're going to do is practice our cowboy skills.
Right.
We're going to do that a couple times today. You're going to take our lasso, our belt, and we're going to lasso it around the bottom of the foot.
Right.
Now you know why I took my shoes off.
Is it the in the middle of it, or the top of it?
Yeah, the arch of the foot or the ball of the foot.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, okay. Right, yeah.
There was a photo for you.
Okay, yeah. So we will put pictures up as well, so that you can join in afterwards. That'll be up by tomorrow night. But go on.
And then you just take the strap. So I've got the belt around my right foot. I've got the strap in my right hand.
Gotcha.
And just lift it up off the floor.
Now,
keep the knee straight. I'm trying to get close to the mic as well at the same time. All this rattling.
I'm glad no one's looking.
Good.
Good.
And then flex the toes towards you.
Did you hear the click?
I heard that.
And I went the wrong way.
Is the knee straight?
The knee's definitely
straight.
Can you
feel that?
Yeah, no, totally. Behind, yeah.
And then just hold it there, 5-10 breaths.
All right, okay. Or as many as you can.
As many as you can, yeah. And your breaths are as short or as long. And then obviously do the other side. So that's the first
thing. So that's really simple. So it's just basically, like you say, like something around your
foot.
Yeah, just put something around your foot so you can hold it up, and then pull it with your hand, and then just make sure that it's nice and taut, your
knee straight. And I would just say, just be careful. If you know you've got hypermobile joints, so you know if you know your knees and stuff pop out really easily, and there's loads of people that are like that, don't over straighten the knee.
That makes sense, yeah. And so how many times would you do that? Because obviously you do it on the knee.
Yeah, I would start with 5 breaths, and then eventually over time start. I hope you're not taking you put your shoes and socks back on. You need those shoes and socks back off for the next round.
So I thought I'd finished.
Okay, you can do that one sitting up or
it's really
lying
simple
on your back.
Actually, it does help. So like you can pull it, so it's really easy.
Yeah, it's
like
really
that.
Good.
Do you know I love the sitting down ones? So.
I know.
That just hit me knee, but then.
So the next one, I've brought my cork block in, and I know you love the cork block.
Yes,
you sent me a photo of it today. But if you don't have a brick or block at home, you can use any kind of a book, a thicker book at home. So what we're going to do with this one today is you're going to put it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try it? I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
those people who come to my yoga classes know where we're going with this one, and they're probably all giggling at home right now.
So basically, it's roughly kind of a foot long as well.
Yeah, yeah, it, absolutely. If you're, it's a size 5.
Yeah, and so it fits.
I wear a size 5. And yoga bricks are a size 5.
Yeah, and it does actually look like a proper house brick essentially, but but it's not.
No, and that's why I said use thinner ones, or you can use a book at home.
Whatever you have,
telephone.
War of the Worlds, perfect. Yeah, right, go on then.
That's it. So what I want you to do, though, Joe, is you're going to have to stand up.
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Right.
You've never seen how tall I am, I'm sure.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right. And then you're going to bring the heels to the floor, but both toes, both sets of toes, onto the brick. So lift your toes up.
Lift the toes up?
Yeah.
Lift the toes up.
Yeah, on both feet.
Oh.
Keep the heels on the floor.
Yeah, I can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even started yet.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to bend forward and try to touch your toes.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. You're not hitting the head of yet.
And that
I must hit my head on the desk.
That one, I get people to hold for 10 seconds, and I do hear a lot of moaning in class about that.
You can really feel the stretch literally right the way from the back of your heels, right
all the way up
top of your buttocks, essentially, as well. So.
That's my secret one, that when people come to me and say, oh, I want to learn how to touch my toes, because it's the hamstrings, I say do that every day for a week. Hold it for 10 breaths, maybe longer, every day for a week, and you will guaranteed be able to touch your toes by the end of the week.
By the end of the week? Oh, wow. Yeah. I can see actually how that would work, actually. Yeah. A really good stretch. It's really simple, actually.
It's absolutely simple.
So literally you can get a book or anything. Take shoes off as well if you wish, and then just put your toes, really, essentially, on the top, just on the side of it. So it's like your feet. Your
toes are pointing out.
Yeah, the block's just helping you from lifting your toes up at the front. And you can really feel the stretch. Yeah.
And that's why I said also, if it's too much, I would use a thinner block or a thinner book. Yeah. Last one, I call it Frankie Dettori pose.
Okay.
You know who Frankie Dettori is?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So
the jockey.
So that's what we're going to pretend we're doing. So I'm obviously not sitting on the floor. I'm going to use the chair. To pretend.
Go on.
And it's the same idea. You're sitting, you're going to extend the feet out in front of you if you're on the floor, or you could do this on your chair again. If you're sitting in a chair, just bring another chair in front.
Yeah.
There, sorry. My cowboy skills are not so good. I'm not from that part of Canada.
Okay.
So you lasso your strap around the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
Anything extra, you wrap around the hands. Uh-huh. And then palms face up, elbows bend, and you lean forward. Like Frankie Dettori, and pretend you're riding a horse.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I've got you. And that helps to the stretch.
Yeah, that's another one you can hold. I'd say 10 to 20 breaths. That's a nice long one, relaxing as well.
Brilliant. So you're going to give me some pictures of the exercises so that we can then put them up online as well. They won't be up online till maybe Saturday morning,
this time.
It's a busy, busy weekend. So I'm really looking forward to putting those. I'm looking forward to the photographs you've got to go with them.
I want to see you trying this every week, the brick one.
No, the brick one's brilliant, actually. Yeah, it really, really works. I can touch my toes, but I just don't like holding it for too long. But there you go. I can actually still see my toes, which is another thing. But Michelle, as always, listen, thank you so much. Where can we find you again?
So you can find me on the internet, www.anahatayogawithmichelle.co.uk. I always have to think about that one. On Instagram, at Midlife and Michelle, and on Facebook as Anahata Yoga.
Brilliant. And we always talk about mindfulness as well. So that does really help with that as well.
It does.
And a bit of fun along the way.
Absolutely. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. Thanks again, Michelle.
Oh, you've
had a request, haven't you? Which one was it?
Oh, I'm all about... all about the In Excess lately.
Let's go for that then. Need You Tonight.
Yeah.
Is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Takeaway from Hut and Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, thanks again, Michelle. Now let's see what's coming up tonight. We've got the night shift with Madeline Christie. She's going to be chatting to singer-songwriter Claudia Stark tonight, and it's always a brilliant show. If you love country music, you will love that. And even if you don't, just have a little pop in, because you're going to love the music anyway. 8 p.m, we've got Bumper to Bumper with a lovely Gareth Williams and music from the 60s onwards, and it's all alternative and indie, just the genre I love. And then the non-league hour with our John Chubb. A whole hour of news from local non-league football teams. A brilliant listening. And, of course, I played the promo a little bit earlier with the lovely Darren Mutu, the latest national, international cricket news, interviews and features. And that is from 6 p.m. So we still have another 40 minutes together. So before, I'm going to play your Scissor Sisters. And after that, actually, we're going to have the travel. Yes, time is going quick. Let's have another listen to guess the intro.
Guess the intro.
Guess Phoenix FM Travel News.
So on the A130 southbound, slow traffic approaching a Fairglen interchange. That's the A127. A12 London bound. We've got slow traffic there as well between Junction 16, Gallywood, and Junction 15. That is 3 Mile Hill here in Brentwood. We've got slow moving traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road, and of course Ingrave Road, all towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Canvey Island, slow traffic on Long Road. Yes, A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. Now, there's usual queues on the A13 east between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue flyover. You're looking at around 35 minutes there. Also, if you are heading anywhere near traffic, if you're heading anywhere near Stratford, we've got West Ham United versus Bournemouth tonight for the football match at the London Stadium. The kickoff is at 7:30. Now, on the rail, still reduced service on C2C at Fenchurch Street due to the industrial action. And on the rail, severe delays on the Bakerloo line, the severe delays on the Central line, that's because of a shortage of trains. The underground station is still closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town, and finally, minor delays on the Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Uxbridge, and between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport. That's it for the travel updates from me on Thursday, the 1st of February.
Come on over, Valerie.
with the Zootons. Now, unbelievable to think that in 1994, our wonderful boy, Harry Styles, yes, it's his birthday today. He was born on this day in 1994. Now, I know, you know that I'm a Swiftie and I'm a Harry Styles fan as well. But it's hard to believe as well that he first appeared in The X Factor back in 2010. So he's been around for 14 years now. So, of course, if you share his birthday, hope you are having a wonderful birthday no matter what you're doing. But, of course, I've got to play one of Harry's, haven't I? So, treat people with kindness is what we should all be doing.
Maybe we can find a place to feel good, and we can treat people with kindness. Find a place to feel good.
I got a good feeling. I'm just taking it all in. Floating up and dreaming, dropping into the deep end. And if we're long enough, they'll sing a song for us. We'll grow.
Baby, we can find a place to feel good, and we can treat people with kindness.
Second chances, I don't need all the answers. Feeling good in my skin, I just keep on dancing. And if we're long enough, we'll see it's all for us. We'll grow.
Harry Styles with Treat People with Kindness. Now, the Shake It Off session as well. We've got half an hour for me to play it, and it's going to be... Spice Girls. So when you hear the Spice Girls, we dance like nobody's watching. Now, we've got one from the 80s and from the 70s coming up now on Phoenix FM Drive.
Cocktail bar. When I met you, I picked you out. I should.
I've got a frantic it goes at the end there as well. Quite makes me quite anxious, that one. T-Rex and 20th Century Boy. Oh, love that track. Now, wonder what's coming up. Shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. You're tight. Yes, hold tight. I've got to hot foot it over to the stadium. I'm supposed to be there at 7 p.m. tonight. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. So hopefully Darren will be here at the studio soon as well to take over. So of course he will. Yeah, for 98 Not Out, I'll be here right after I hand over the reins to him at 6 p.m. Now, we've got the adverts, and then coming after that is a little bit of a respectable for Mel and Kim here on Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem? Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Listen, thank you so much to Michelle today for coming in as usual on a Thursday afternoon. If you missed it, then all the images as well will be up online by Saturday morning. So you can catch up and do the exercises along with us a little bit later as well. Don't forget, Darren Mutu is coming up soon. I am going to be leaving you with, I guess, the intro today, which is Divine Comedy, National Express, and then Cannonball, Damien Rice for Julie. Have a brilliant night, no matter what you're doing. Remember, stick around for 98 Not Out. I'll see you tomorrow. Night.
Take the National Express when your life's in a mess. It'll make you smile. All human life is here, from the feeble old dear to the screaming child. From the student who knows that to have one of those would be a suicide. To the family
There's still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. It's still a little hard to say what's going on. There's still a little bit of your ghost, your witness. There's still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day, but I can't say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to lie. Life, it taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you flow like a cannon. Still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can't see what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love, it taught me to lie. It's not hard to fall when you float like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to cry. So come on, courage, teach me to be shy. 'Cause it's not hard to fall. And I don't want to scare her. It's not hard to fall. And I don't want to lose. It's not hard to grow. You know that you just don't know.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.